Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit 3 offers per order. Expires September 5th while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our guest today is a man who might not need any introduction to the LinkedIn community. I've got a list here of his accolades, so I will massage his ego slightly before we jump in. He is a sales coach, a LinkedIn trainer, a top voice for 2021 on LinkedIn. It's gone viral this year. An author of 2 books and a renowned international speaker. Our guest today is Neeraj Kapur. Neeraj, how are you?
Zach, Jack, wonderful to see you both. And Happy New Year as well.
Happy New Year.
My first actual meeting of 2022 is with you guys, so I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, we're happy to have you as well. This is our first podcast as well, so thanks very much for being the first voice we're starting as we mean to go on.
No, good. Look, I did a podcast just over a year ago, Mental Health and Sales, so I know how challenging it can be at the beginning. Funnily enough, the key thing is to get past 7 episodes, because I hired a podcast coach when I started out. If you want to be successful at anything, you hire a coach. And he said to me, look, only 93% of podcasts, 93% don't make it past 7 episodes. Your goal is to get past 7. We did 17. It was a great experience, but you learn it as you go along. And by about episode 10, it's like, this makes sense now. So, you know, I wish you guys the very, very best of luck.
Oh, thank you. Right. Well, let me write that down, actually. 7 podcasts. I like it.
We'll have you back this time next year to talk on your achievements in 2022.
Yeah, exactly. Right, so let's jump in then with the questions, Neeraj. So if you were sat with my nana and you had to explain to her what you do for a living, how would you explain that?
How would I explain it? Well, I help people achieve more success by teaching them how to sell. People think selling is winning a deal. They think it's about getting commission. It's not. Selling is so much more than that. Selling is how you open a deal. Selling is how you engage with people. Selling is building trust. Selling is communication skills. Selling is listening to people. And ultimately, selling is helping other people win. Most people don't understand that about sales. They really don't. And that's what I would say to your grandmother, definitely.
Wow. And is that something that you, have you always been good at that? Is that a natural ability that you've had, or is it, how would you describe that?
Definitely not. When I started in sales, it was 1994. That's right. It was actually a different century. And, you know, in those days, you weren't given proper training. There was no internet. Nobody encouraged me to read books. It was very difficult for me when I started in sales. I really struggled. But luckily, I had a few skills. Like resilience was my greatest skill. And that kept me going. Incredible work ethic. And genuinely wanting to help people. Those were the only skills I had. I had no other skills. I didn't understand listening. I didn't understand body language, pace. I spoke twice as fast as I did now. And of course, when you speak nonstop and you know, in any kind of business conversation, people don't trust you very much, you know. So I've had to learn all these skills. These are skills that you learn through book reading, through attending courses, and by getting coached. And I just wish more people in this industry would embrace those skills, because then the sales process would be so much more pleasant for so many more people.
Mm. Wow. And how long have you been out on your own?
So February 2018, I set up my own business after 25 years in corporate London. That was a long time. Wow. And I'm glad I did those 25 years because I learned so much. But I learned so much more on my own. So I've had my business now almost 4 years. But I would say properly, I've been a successful business owner only for a year. The first few years were really difficult. Then I got divorced in the middle. Then we had lockdown. It was just a lot of bad stuff happened. So I'm actually a good example of someone who started off really well, struggled horribly because of life and COVID and various circumstances, and then bounced back and has had great success for a year now. So it's been not the journey I was expecting. I was expecting it to be like this, nonstop success. And it's been like, and now it's slowly going this way. You know, but before I got there, it was a real struggle.
Sounds like that resilience piece that you were talking about is the bit that got you through those first few years.
Resilience matters massively. I think also thinking big. So many business owners, when they start out, think very small. And they just think of being local. They try to just work in the local community, which is absolutely fine if that's what you want to do. I just wanted to do more than that. And I just thought too small. And I wasted a lot of time on networking events. If people are attending networking events every day, guess what? They're not going to have money to invest in you because they're looking for work themselves. But all these things took me a long time to really understand and grasp. And it's a learning process like anything. But if I could have gone back, I would have invested much quicker in a coach. I have a coach now that works with me every month, but I should have done it 4 years ago, not a few years later, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think it's great, obviously, you've been through this roller coaster ride, like you mentioned, and the fact that you are one of LinkedIn's top voices and you can put that forward and other people can engage and take something. I've seen some of your posts and they're brilliant. And I can go, oh, I can take that away. And then already today you've mentioned about, obviously, the podcast, and we've learned from there. And then even mentioned about networking events. It's like, right, of course, that makes sense. Like, why would we go and invest all that time? Is there going to be a return on investment in that kind of sense?
That's very true. And that's a good point, Jack. You know, a lot of people in my industry, I'm not crazy about the number of coaches I meet. I have met some very good ones, but a lot of the ones I meet, it's all about me, me, me. And when I started off, of course, my goal was ROI. It was revenue generation. And in 2021, I changed from selling to serving and helping. And a number of things happened as a result of that. I enjoyed work so much more. I gained so much more respect from people. I gained more credibility. And then I gained more business. So serving is what I love doing, but also sharing advice. So many men my age, I don't like saying this, but so many men my age, late 40s, early 50s, are really grumpy. And they don't have a great attitude towards the younger generation. Their attitude is young people can't communicate. Young people can't do this. Young people don't have my skills. Well, here's the thing. I have a daughter who's a very similar age to you guys. She's early 20s. So I'm very in tune with the younger generation in the sense that I see what she goes through and what her friends go through. I see how her friends work. I see how they find work. I see how they behave. And I think the younger generation is amazing. I personally wish more people my age would stop saying they know everything and spend more time trying to learn from people like you and Zach, because there's so much information I can share with you, but at the same time, there's so much you can teach me. And that is so important.
I think that's a great mindset. And I think one of the biggest pieces of advice I've had growing up is be friends with people from all different countries, all different ages, because you never know what you're going to learn. If you hang around with the same people, the same mindset, you're never going to kind of break out that. So I think that's a brilliant mindset to have, Niraj. Right, this is going to be a bit of a weird question, but have you ever seen The Lion King, the film?
A long time ago. 1992, that's a long time ago.
I think that's the year it came out.
1994, sorry. 92 was Aladdin, 1994 came out.
Extra points for that. Right, you know that scene where Simba's, he's looking out on the land, he's looking out on the desert. Now, I want to imagine that you're Simba, you're looking out in the desert, and the desert is filled with all of your achievements and accolades through life, everything you've done on a professional level. What would you say is the shiniest rock? What would you say was your top achievement of all time?
My top achievement.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit 3 offers per order. Expires September 5th while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
I'm going to give two answers to that, because for me, professional and personal are very, very important. And a lot of people go after professional accolades without realizing the personal ones are often just as important, mm-hmm. or the personal ones often mix into the professional. So I was saying last year, the number of people that have messaged me, this is not an accolade you can really measure publicly. It's more of a private one. The number of people that have messaged me to say, thank you so much for your post. That really helped me. You know, I've had somebody on LinkedIn today saying, Niraj recommended voice notes to me a few days ago. She tagged me in and I got a reply, and it was so positive. Thank you. I get one of these a day. That is one of the greatest feelings in the world, when you can influence other people in a really positive way. Notice I didn't say I influenced them to buy my course or to hire me as a coach. I made their lives better simply by giving them a useful piece of advice. And many times they want a new client off the back of it, or they just felt like they learned something new. And that is one of the greatest achievements you can have, making people's lives better with no financial back end, with no trophies off the back of it, just making people's lives better. And that's what 2021 was for me. It was a complete rebirth, having gone through a brutal divorce where I lost so much. I lost my mind. I lost my mental health. I lost my physical health. In lockdown, I spent 4 months alone. I didn't see anybody. It destroyed me as a human being. And I had to leave my home of England after 29 years and move back to Northern Ireland with my parents because I couldn't cope with life. That was a pretty unbearable situation to be in. And it took me many months to heal and recover. And then 2021, boom, that was my year of regrowth and rebirth. And the fact that I did that, and I still continue to help people and do my charity work and be a good human being, despite the fact the world was coming down on me, that's without a doubt my greatest achievement.
Yeah, I don't think that any kind of trophy or any kind of accolade like that could compete with something like that, because it goes back to what you said earlier, Niraj, about that resilience. And you've obviously got that within you. And sometimes it's about finding it. Maybe the flame kind of dimmed within for a little bit, but then you knew that it was still burning and you kind of found a way to make it burn brighter again. And it shows from the year that you've had in 2021.
Now, certainly, it's so easy to give up. It's so easy to blame other people. But that's why I always say to people, always be reading books, always be investing in yourself, because I have thousands of personal development books upstairs and I'm always looking at them, reference to read, to learn, to grow, to develop. This is absolutely key. I mean, I was saying to you guys before we started, this is like my 160th or my 170th podcast I've done. And still, I prepare. Still, I spend almost 20 minutes typing up notes. What I want to talk about, what value can I give, how can I help people, I don't have to do that. I've done this so often, but I still prepare massively for everything. And you, and this is all personal development. This is all personal growth, you know, and that's why I always say to people, especially in sales, you've got to be investing yourself, because most salespeople don't. They just don't. Most people who have to sell for a living, which is more people than you realize, do not understand the concept or the importance of reading books or listening to podcasts or listening to audibles or going on courses or even just asking for advice. They don't do it. And that's why salespeople get such a bad rap, because there's so much bad selling out there. I just wish people would learn more, because when you learn more, you just do more and achieve more.
Your moment of despair there, if you can call it a moment, sounds like maybe several moments, but would you say the salvation at the end of that was when you made it about helping others? That was the bit that kind of got you out of your rut and you took the focus away from yourself and onto it. Is that what we can take away from that?
I think that's very important. I would say just before that, you've got to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to serve other people, but I was a complete mess. My business was struggling because all the clients I had disappeared within 48 hours. They said, look, we're on furlough. We have no budgets. We're sorry. And I'm like, how do I earn money? I have a mortgage to pay. I have a daughter in final year at university. How am I supposed to, you know, I didn't know how to survive. My parents are retired. So I couldn't say, Dad, can I have 3 months rent, please? You know, that wasn't an option for me. So it was very difficult. And, you know, it's very important in life to be open-minded and to try new things. And I joined a walking group. And they said to me, it's very important to take care of you. Self-care is vital. I didn't really know what self-care was. It's a completely new concept, especially to men. It's like, what does that mean? And self-care is, you know, after a hard day at work, just lying in a bath of Epsom salts. Self-care maybe is buying yourself a nice item of clothing and not feeling guilty. Self-care is going to your favorite coffee shop and just enjoying the moment and appreciating the fact you can afford to go to a coffee shop, have a nice piece of cake and a cup of coffee. It's about loving yourself, and it's about being happy with yourself. Now, that's a very difficult thing to do. And once I sort of conquered that, it made it easier to serve other people, because it's hard to serve people when you're a complete mess inside. It really is.
Yeah, I bet. So I suppose this moves quite nicely onto our next question then. Before it's all said and done, I mean, it sounds like you're doing great work. We see you're doing great work. There's a lovely story here of overcoming something and being tenacious, triumph, resilience. But before it is all said and done and you're off into the sunset drinking margaritas on your yacht, what's left to do?
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Actually made notes on this. Okay. Every day, I want to try and raise the standards of sales, because the standards aren't high enough. You know, it does drive me crazy when I meet people regularly who will spend £5,000 on a business course from university. And then they start spamming me on LinkedIn, because the business course at university did not teach them how to use LinkedIn. And the business course at university did not teach them how to sell. Most business coaches don't have a clue about selling or LinkedIn. And yet people will easily invest £10,000 a year in a business coach, but not invest anything in sales. And that is something I just wish I could change. I'm trying every day to change it, of course. And the second thing is, I want to become a dad again. You know, I just want to do it better the second time around. The first time around, I was trying to live life, have a mortgage, you know, work in the corporate world. And I just wish I could, I just want to do it again. That's one thing I'd love to do. And leaving a legacy, well, it depends what age I am, of course. By the time I retire, I would hopefully imagine I have grandkids by then. But if not, it really is about making the world a better place. And, you know, it's interesting, in the last 2 years during lockdown, so much in this world has changed. So we've had to evolve so much in how we work and live. But sales hasn't changed. I mean, sales has changed so much, but yet most people haven't changed their approach to sales. Mm-hmm. It's still very bad. It's still very spammy. It's still led with features and products and not value and benefits. People still send emails that are far too long. People still talk about themselves first instead of the other person. Very little has changed in how people approach sales. And that actually really disappoints me. I just wish people would do better and invest more in it, because it is something that's going to be with us forever.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, you're talking our language. These are often the things that I talk about on LinkedIn, stuff that me and Jack talk about. But I really like what you said before about this idea of not investing in yourself. And people think of investing as, you know, getting a £5,000 a month coaching, which would be lovely if you had that budget. But sometimes it's just putting a podcast on with someone who's done something that you're hoping to do. And how did they do it? And what can they teach you? There's a lot of lessons to be learned from, I suppose, getting out of yourself, as you say, not talking about yourself, looking outwardly, looking in the mirror and saying, what am I not good at? Why do things always fall apart in my sales approach? Is spamming people ruining the brand, et cetera, et cetera? So,
yeah, you mentioned a point there that I have mentioned earlier, which is very important. You know, ask for advice, surround yourself with people who are smarter than you. And if you can't find people smarter than you, find people who are different thinkers to you. Hmm. So, you know, I have friends who think a bit differently to me. I wouldn't say they're smarter, but they're different. They're different thinkers. And that causes me to think differently, which makes me smarter. Whereas other friends I have are just way smarter than me. I'm not just talking financially successful, which some of them are. I'm talking just smarter. And I will go to them for advice and say, I'm kind of stuck in this situation. What would you do if you were me? And I always love getting that feedback. Sometimes the feedback is very good. And sometimes the feedback isn't good, but that's okay. Surround yourself with people smarter than you. That is so important. A lot of men, especially my age again, they have very fragile egos, and the thought of asking for help would never appear to them. It just wouldn't. And I want you to know it's okay to ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness. In fact, asking for help is a sign of intelligence. So please do it. Don't get stuck in your own way of doing things, and don't have too much pride that you can't ask for help.
And I suppose a personal one, because you presented a nice point there about wanting to be a dad again. I'm soon to be, in the next few days, a dad of four. There's a little...
Hey, fantastic. My God.
my fourth boy. I have, obviously, as I said before, recently started this business, started in September. So if you were to give me advice on being a good dad whilst maintaining the business, is there anything you would share with me personally?
Yes. Your career is very important. And every now and again, you will have to sacrifice an evening where you don't see your kids. That is if you're a business owner. That's just what it's like. And that will happen now and again, and you will feel terrible about it. But make sure it just happens now and again. Mm. Make sure it's not happening every night. We had a rule at the dinner table, even though there were a lot of things that just didn't work in my marriage. It was 21 years. A lot of things did work. And one of the things my father taught me, which was great, was no TV at the dinner table. And for me, during the last number of years, no phones, no iPads at the dinner table. It's so important to have that time. And now I'm in a new relationship, just very recently, actually, after years of being single and being alone. I did a post on New Year's Day to say I've actually met somebody after almost 3 years. And
congratulations.
The post went viral. It's like almost 1,000 comments on LinkedIn, which is insane. Just talking about the journey of loneliness and how much I've struggled and how scared I was. And I didn't give up because I believe in love, and I kept going where so many people gave up. And with my new partner, and with the kids, we don't sit there looking at our phones like, guys, that's what they do. I said, can we just please not sit in front of the TV? And can we just please have our phones off and just talk as human beings, even for 10 minutes? And of course, we're like, oh, you know? That's the kind of reaction you get. But The first minute or two is a bit weird. Then after that, it's absolutely fine. And you get to know each other. So make sure all technology is off during dinner. Make sure you take at least one day a week off, not to work, and to be off technology. It's good for your mental health. Kids generally, even though they are a lot more materialistic these days, don't care that much about the gifts you give them, depending how young they are, of course. When they're teenagers, it is about money and gifts, but when they're under the age of 11, it's not about that. It's about you spending time with them. You know, I'm very lucky. I got two cousins who are 8 and 10. The 8-year-old, unfortunately, is nonverbal autistic, but the 10-year-old is a kid at school. And he doesn't really care. When he comes to see me, sometimes I'm just working. Look, dude, you got to give me an extra R. I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of working. And he's like, okay. You know, he looks really distraught. He doesn't care about the money. He just wants the time. So make sure you do allocate time every day to your kids. No technology during dinner ever. And make sure you take one day a week off where you digitally detox. You're not checking work and you're just with your kids. That's the best advice I can give. Oh, and the last thing is don't take your work frustrations out on your kids. I don't mean beating them. I mean just don't bring your work problems to your children. Okay, discuss that with your partner or your friend or your inner circle. Don't bring it up with your kids because it's very easy to do.
That's great, but I didn't prepare you for that either. So thank you for sharing that.
That's fine.
Really, I think that's
personal mistakes. That's personal mistakes I'm giving you in my life here. You know?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's honest and it's brilliant, Niraj. I think from what you said there, I heard something the other day that Jay Shetty said, and he was like, I'd rather give you a minute or 10 minutes of my time where there's 100% focus than give you an hour where there's only 1% focus, where I'm on my phone or doing something. And I think that's one of the things that we're all becoming a little bit more aware of, especially for all the people that I speak to anyway, 2022, is just being there and just kind of not being, do you know what I mean? Being present is such an important thing. So the last question I wanted to ask you, Niraj, is we went from The Lion King, we're going to go to Back to the Future, we're going to stick in the DeLorean. It's the first day of your professional career. What is the advice you're giving yourself? The first day, you're out of school, you're ready to start. What are you going to tell yourself? What should you be doing?
You know, I thought about this a lot over the years, because when I started out, there was nobody helping me. There was nobody coaching me, nobody encouraging me when I started. And that's one of the reasons I give back so much to younger people, especially because nobody advised me, nobody guided me. But I have made some notes here. So think long-term. Most salespeople only think short-term. Treat sales like a career, which means you have to study every single day. The next one is the most important one. Sales is about relationships. It's not about transactions. I can't stress that enough. Sales is about relationships, not transactions. And get a coach. You can spend 10 years learning something, or a coach can teach you something in 6 to 9 months. You will save so much time as well. And don't look at coaching as a cost. Look at it as an investment.
Amazing.
Very, very good advice. Yeah, very good advice.
I think there's so many beautiful tokens that you've kind of said in, Niraj, that we can take out. And when we split them up into LinkedIn, we'll be able to kind of share those. And I think that they will, a lot of the things that you said, especially about your personal journey, like it has on LinkedIn in kind of text form, I think it will resonate with people the same way.
Good. Yeah. Well, that's what you want to do. You want to be, again, I said earlier, a person of value, helping people. I read a quote once, the more value you give, the less you have to sell. And that's very important. And people are always surprised how little I sell, despite the fact that I'm a sales coach. And don't get me wrong, I do believe in prospecting. I believe in following up. I believe in a lot of traditional stuff that you have to do. But I sell surprisingly little because I give so much value up front to people. The idea is I want them to come to me, which majority of them do. But I still have to prospect myself. I still have to follow up with people who don't, you know, don't reply to messages. I still do a lot of salespeople have to do every day. So I still kind of live partly in that world.
Yeah.
But I always know, if you surprise people by prepping, by sharing value, by giving good advice, and by really standing out, automatically you're better than 99% of people out there. And that's important to remember. You know, sales is like LinkedIn. It's about standing out. It's about being different. It's about being memorable. Most salespeople do not stand out. You know, before our podcast today, I woke up to say 30, 35 messages on LinkedIn. And I went through all those messages. And apart from a few people who sent me lovely messages saying, thank you for your post, it was amazing. Everybody else was, here's my catalog, like 10 megabyte catalog. Please give me your thoughts. I'd like to have a 1-hour strategy call with you for free. What are your thoughts? I can't afford coaching, but can you give me some of your documents to look at? It's just people asking for favor. And I haven't replied to any of those people, just the three people who sent me a nice message and a friend who said Happy New Year. That's it. So, you know, just give value to people and really make an effort and you'll be surprised how far you can go.
Wow. I don't think we could end it on a nicer note than that. What about you, Jack? Because...
And the boat sails into the distance.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm sure they won't all be like this, Niraj, but I feel like, I don't know if Jack feels the same, but I feel like I could talk to you for another hour. Easy. But we've taken enough of your time. And I just want to say thank you for sharing that. It was incredibly insightful, a personal telling as well there, showing the personal side of having your own business, working in sales, working in a pandemic. So really appreciate you being so open and honest with that.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, Zach and Jack. Have an amazing, amazing day. And everybody who's listening to this, please don't just listen and go, oh, that was interesting. Please take action, because it's not just the learning. You've got to apply it. So please take at least, say, 3 action points in the podcast and go ahead and take action. And I promise you'll start to see great results.
And if people do want to work with you, how do they start that process?
I always say to people, go to everybodyworksinsales.com. You know, I've got free PDFs there. I've got free learning resources there. But no matter how many times I say that, people just find me on LinkedIn. So just find me on LinkedIn, or you can drop me an email, niraj@everybodyworksinsales.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Grant, host of the podcast Work Life. For over 20 years, Paylocity has been simplifying work with innovative solutions that teams love, like on-demand payment, which offers employees access to wages prior to payday, flexible time tracking features, which enable staff to clock in and out through their mobile device, and numerous other cutting-edge solutions that simplify collaboration across HR, finance, and IT. Learn more about how Paylocity can help streamline work and enhance business outcomes for your organization at paylocity.com/simplified.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in 2 key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it, so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.